finding an apartment in Seattle is never easy. But for people with criminal backgrounds, it's even harder, with ads for some rentals saying they need not apply. Now, there's an effort on the Seattle City Council to change how landlords are allowed to screen tenants. Because why shouldn't people get a chance to rent a place to live once they serve their time? On the other side, though, Seattle landlords would like to know why should they be forced to consider renting to people who have criminal backgrounds. We put this to two experts. On the side of landlords, attorney Evan Leffler. On the side of tenants, Murph Eamon, a lawyer with Columbia Legal Services, which is pushing for the change. She told me what kinds of things would not be allowed in tenant screening if this law passes.
Ads that say no felons need apply, must pass background check, no gross misdemeanors, no DUIs, things like that. And we want folks to be able to have a chance to be judged on who they are now and not who they were then.
Evan, as a landlord yourself and a real estate attorney,
yes.
What reservations do you have about this idea?
As I understand the legislation, landlords will be told that there are certain crimes that you can't discriminate against, or not crimes, but actually criminals convicted who you can't say, I will not rent to you because of this thing in your background. Should a landlord be required to do business with someone that they would normally not feel comfortable doing business with based on something that's in their history? And all you can look at when somebody comes to you and says, I want to do business with you, is you look at their past history of doing business. And to take something as severe as a criminal record off the table as something that you consider seems to me to be overly restrictive.
Murph, what about landlords' rights to do their business?
Sure. Landlords have a right to do their business, and we want them to do their business well and have it be based on actual evidence and not based on fear. So there's no social science evidence. There's nothing at all that shows that someone with a criminal history makes a bad tenant. And so we want the tenant screening to be based on fact and based on an actual evidence. Right now, 1 in 4 people have a criminal history, but landlords don't ask, have you ever committed a crime? Have you ever done something illegal? They ask basically, have you ever been arrested or convicted? Now, what about the other 75% of people? Most people have broken the law in some way. They just haven't been caught. The majority of people are not arrested, are not convicted, but we've all made mistakes. We all have. And there's many things that people have done that are illegal or violent that no one knows about. And the landlords are renting to them every day because they don't have a criminal history. And so what I would like to know from landlords is why the focus on this criminal history when there are other things that are better and more factually based indicators of how good or how well a person will do to be a tenant. Why this focus on a criminal record? There's been disproportionality in the criminal justice system. Huge numbers of people of color have been swept up, even though they have committed the same crime as someone who is white.
Well, the 1 in 4 people have been convicted, but I haven't heard that 1 in 4 people are unable to get housing. There may be a disproportionate amount of people with criminal histories that are having trouble finding housing, but they're not all homeless. Let's talk about, like, if I do rent to someone, I am aware that somebody who is applying has this crime in their background. I rent to them anyway, and they recidivate. And the victim wants to come to me and says, look, you know, you put somebody who broke into my house who has a history of criminal activity in there. Why isn't the landlord suddenly liable for that?
Well, I think the landlord isn't liable because it's not necessarily foreseeable. It's the third-party actor that did it.
Evan, the folks at Columbia Legal Services have offered a solution to this. What do you think could be done to find housing for people who have a criminal background?
It is important to educate landlords and most attorneys and who represent landlords try and do about what is a responsible way of screening and considering applicants. And do we have a bright line rule for who to rent to and who never to rent to? There are some bright line rules. You may not discriminate against certain protected classes, and the federal laws and local laws have a large list of such classes, including race and religion. And in Seattle, you can't discriminate against someone for being a member of a particular political affiliation. But to add to that, something that says, okay, law-abiding citizens may be discriminated against, but citizens who have a history of not being law abiders may not be discriminated against is a form of reverse discrimination that I think is going to raise a lot of issues, especially when we're talking about property rights.
Murph, the government may have an interest in housing people, but why should the city shift responsibility from the convicted criminal to the landlord?
Well, I don't think they're shifting responsibility. The person who has a criminal history, their responsibility is to pay their debt to society. And once they've done that, they should have a fair chance at housing just like anybody else. And at some point, the statistics show that a person with a criminal history is just as likely to reoffend as someone who has no criminal history at all. And so what we want are fair, sensible tenant screening policies that help people find housing who are perfectly capable of renting and just have something on their record. At some point, we have to remove the scarlet letter from people. At some point, the city of Seattle has to say, yes, you can be a full citizen with full rights, just like everybody else, even though you made a mistake.
That last voice you heard is Murph Eamon, a lawyer with Columbia Legal Services. Evan Leffler is a lawyer who works with landlord-tenant relations. Again, the City of Seattle will consider banning landlords from automatically rejecting prospective tenants who have criminal records.